Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for R.L.?
Time to get quarantined, time to listen to, share, what the hell am I talking about? Reality Spirituality. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Boy, oh boy, I almost got off into a tangent before I even started the show. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. I had a little bit of lapse in, I don't know what the heck's going on. Woo! Quarantine week 7. It might be week 8. I really don't keep track of time. But I'm getting new listeners, new followers. I don't know how you people are finding me. I'm not doing any marketing, but the universe drives everybody or brings everybody to me, brings me to everybody. In other words, the story about I'm keeping my good from coming to me. I'm whatever all those stories. We are going to talk about stories, as they say on the blog. Let's get into some things. We're going to talk about stories and the power of stories and the power of the story to keep us feeling a certain kind of way. The power and the belief in the story that keeps us feeling anything but balanced, anything but connected, that keeps us feeling, unsettled. We're going to talk about all those stories today, and it's very, very interesting. When I say, listen, who am I? I'm the happiness specialist of the universe, of the world, of the globe. I gave myself that title, because when I was younger, forgive me, all my listeners have heard this a million times. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And you know, whenever you are focused and whenever you are asking the universe for answers, you are always going to get your answers. And my question was always, how can I be happy? How can I feel happy? Oh, I have to add this. How can I feel happy all the time? Is it even possible? And I went about it just like most people, traveling, that's going to make me happy, finding the number one guy, getting married, having a family, living in a certain spot, having a certain amount of money, health, looking a certain way, weighing a certain thing, weighing a certain amount of pounds. Oh, that's going to do it. You know, when I was 18, I remember thinking, I took a trip to Carmel in Monterey, and I was with a boyfriend at the time, and I remember it was my first trip up the coast, and I said, wow, when I retire, I was 18 years old, when I retire, I want to live in a forest. And all these years later, my family, we used to go to Yosemite every year, all this fascination and connection with the forest. And 2.5 years ago, I moved to the forest. I'm surrounded by trees, and I couldn't have felt any more miserable. Now, when I say miserable, it's tongue-in-cheek, but it's never a distant goal. This happiness that I'm talking about, this peace that I'm talking about, is a state of being, is a state of mind, and you can feel it regardless of what's happening to you, regardless of the coronavirus, regardless of being quarantined. You can feel it. You can feel the vibration. And let me say this. The people, very rare. It's very rare for me to meet face-to-face or even over FaceTime people that are really chill and calm and happy and peaceful. Don't tell anyone, but I think it's only about 2% of the population that can be at peace, that can, when I say that can, that practice self-awareness, that practice what I share on this show, because the practice is the key. Happiness, peace, inner peace, contentment is a practiced skill. I didn't wake up like this. Trust me, I was one of those bitch on wheels. I was my way or the highway, very judgmental, very opinionated, very, oh, it's you. I could tell what was wrong with everybody else. In my search, in my seeking, and my journey to find this peace and this happiness took me to places that I never would have guessed, I never would have thought I wanted to experience. Because of the stories, listen, is it possible to find even more happiness and more peace when you're disinherited and your mother gives the house to the handyman? Is it possible to feel at peace when people that have been close to you for 15 years, 20 years, maybe even 30, 40 years have all of a sudden, you're the enemy, I'm the enemy? So, listen, just because I'm a happiness specialist, don't think that I don't have challenges just like everybody else. And this quarantine, this being in quarantine, you know, I remember telling you the first week when they said stay at home, I'm out of here. And I didn't know there were other people that felt the same way as I did, but I'm finding out later on. I talked to someone this week, and they said, you know, when they told me that I was quarantined and I couldn't leave the house, my family couldn't leave the house, he said I got on a plane and I went to Cabo. He stayed in Cabo for 14 days. See, I can relate to that, because as soon as they said, and I know I'm getting off a little bit, I know these are stories, but as soon as they said you're quarantined, I was out of here. I took a 10-day trip to California. Was it 10 days or 9 days? I don't even remember, but it was a little over a week. My point is, we are all as different as our fingerprints. And the problem comes up for the individual when the individual is looking out at other people and what the other person is doing and what the other person is not doing and finding fault with someone else, finding fault with other people and what they're doing and how they're doing it. I'm raising my hand on this. Placing a judgment, and all judgments come from a story. All judgments come from a story that you tell, that you believe, or you've heard, and you believe. And I'm here to talk about the stories, because being here, I have people I can connect to. I have people that I could hang out and go to lunch with. I have people that I can hang out with. But for some reason, I'm not inspired to do that. And the other day I'm in the house. I mean, there's been days where I don't even leave the house. Of course, I could walk outside, take a hike, but I don't even do that. And listen, I know I have a story behind why, but the truth is I'm not inspired to. See, what I've learned and what I want to share with you, my dear audience, is this life is just an experience, and I've said it a million times. It's an experience without the judgment. It's an experience without the stories behind it. It's an experience without putting a certain kind of feeling on it. Oh, I like this one. I like this situation. I don't like that situation. I like this, or this circumstance feels great, universe. Yeah, bring me more of this. But this circumstance, you know what? I can do without this. That this quarantine is really put a spotlight on each individual, and either we know who we are when we're challenged, and either you're flowing through it, either you're flowing or you're resisting. You can't say, well, I'm just resisting a little bit. I'm just resisting at times. It's either you're resisting or you're flowing. And the flow of all of this, and I'm speaking for myself, the flow of all of this, I've got things to do. I've got business to take care of. I put it off. Oh, it's day three, and I haven't even done, my list of things to do. Oh, I haven't even done that. It really needs to be out by the end of the month, which was April. So all of the stories that I tell myself, do these stories make me feel good? And when I say feel good, I mean a vibration. Am I having a vibration of, shoulders down, thank you, universe. Thank you for this experience. Thank you for this present moment. Or am I having a vibration of energy of, something isn't right. Something needs to change. Something needs to be done. Something needs to be different. The stories are a program. When you were born, when you were here, a little toddler, you didn't have any stories in your head. No, we were programmed to come up with a story about each situation that we're facing. And now we have a story about it, and then we're going to judge it, and we're going to decide whether it's good or whether it's bad. Usually it's not, well, this is indifferent. I'm on the fence. There are a few stories where you can say, well, I'm on the fence. But usually the stories are either good or the stories are bad. The labels are good, the labels are bad. The judgment is good, it's bad. And the universe hit me the other day. This was 2 days ago. I had a story in my head, and I was regurgitating it and thinking about it and coming up with different scenarios, and then the universe just stopped me and said, hey, what are you doing? Happiness specialist, what are you doing over there in the hall, walking up and down the hall, coming up with some story? Knocking myself out of the, well, no, actually that isn't knocking myself out of the present moment, but knocking my vibration into something that, it wasn't all flowy and accepting and open. No, it had a little snag in it, a little eh. You know what I'm talking about, that eh, little pee under the mattress. And I said, well, what? Are you telling me, universe? Now I'm whining back to the universe. Oh, I'm such a whiner. Are you telling me, universe, are you telling me that I can't have a story about anything? Well, what am I thinking? What am I? And they said, listen, Rebecca, can't you just experience every moment without a story? Can't you just experience? Move through, the day will unfold, things will happen without you coming up with stories. Because, see, the stories, I'm only speaking for myself, don't serve me. The stories keep me in a place that isn't universal, because the universe, and I use the term universe, some people use other terms, God, source, higher power, spirit, the universe, there are no stories out there. There's no stories in nature. So I know that it's an ego created, an ego driven, the ego is authoring the stories, because there are no stories in the universe. There's nothing. It's just, it happens. Or it doesn't happen. The reason why I'm talking about the stories is because the stories is like a pandemic, global. And there's going to be countless stories about this quarantine, because I already know the masses love to talk about yesterday. Yesterday, 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 as if it's entertainment. I'm not judging, I'm just describing as if it's entertainment. And it can be entertainment. And that is the point. Can you witness your story? Can you tell your stories with a vibration of entertainment as opposed to a vibration of, oh, this is the truth, this is what it means, this is what I believe, it happened like this, it has to be this, it has to be this, I have to believe it this way. Can you tell your stories? Can you tell your stories with a vibration, with an energy of entertainment? I keep throwing out, and I've said it before, but I keep throwing out this story about, I mean, come on. It has to be one of my highlights, the highlighted story. If you're writing a story about me, the one where my mother gifted the house, family house to the handyman, has to be the number one great story. And it took me about, and I've talked about it, 12 to 14 days to laugh at that. It's my favorite story ever. And what I'm sharing with you is to just practice, because happiness is a practice skill, practice sharing your stories with a neutral vibration. See, I've listened to stories, and the person can tell me a story, and they can go all the way back to that moment, whether they're feeling anger, whether they're feeling sadness, whether they're feeling being fearful, whether they're feeling whatever emotion that isn't peace, whatever emotion that isn't peaceful, whatever emotion that isn't contentment, they're telling that story with an edge of experiencing all of that anger, fear, irritation, sadness. And I'm sharing with you that you can tell the same stories with a vibration of a matter of fact. This is what happened. And you know, when you practice telling your stories with that matter of fact, that I'm not choosing sides vibration, when you practice telling your stories like that, You can feel the energy when people share things on social media. You can feel their side, what side they're on. You can feel their beliefs. You can feel all of it. You can feel how they're feeling. You can feel their vibration. And my challenge to you is to practice sharing whatever story from your favorite story about self to your favorite story about someone else with a neutral vibration. When I say neutral, that means that you're able to talk about, share, without having the ego throw a spin on it. All stories that have emotion, let's see, someone told me the other day, when you throw out emotion, when you add emotion to it, I mean, unless you're, what was that? I had a little clickety click. Didn't anybody hear that? I've got too many things to try to do. Let's see. Hold on a second. Hold on, dear audience. Let's see. I'm not going to try to do that now. What was my point? Now listen. If I'm sharing a story, if I'm on stage and I'm sharing a story and the story needs emotion and all that, it's the same as watching a movie or watching a television show or watching a drama. But the difference is when I go one-on-one, when in your personal life, so it's different being on stage and being it's different than if you're on stage as opposed to you're navigating through your personal life. And all I'm saying is these stories that are told with this extra emotion and this extra sauce, this extra spin on it, doesn't serve you, doesn't add to your peace, doesn't add to your happiness. You know, I have notes here. I haven't even looked at my notes. Oh, so I talked about, getting back to the story. If you listen to the show, you know I'm a big sports fan. And there's a special documentary about Michael Jordan. 10 series, Sundays, every Sunday. Now we're on, and it's 10 episodes. Now we're on episodes 5 and 6 today. Oh, it's going to be great. It's very interesting behind the scenes. But on Monday, the sports shows dissect, analyze, share their perspectives about what they saw the night before on these, you know, these episodes 5 and 6. Will be tonight, episodes 5 and 6. We're so different. Each and every one of us is so different. But do we celebrate the differences? Is it possible for us to celebrate? Is it, scratch us, is it possible for you to celebrate the differences in other people? The problem always comes from people wanting everyone else to think, believe, and share the same story and share the same emotion with the same story. I listened to the shows on Monday, and I mean, people argue. They argue over a story told by someone else, and they argue whether or not that their story is the right story. The stories keep you limited. The stories are limiting. The stories, when I say the stories, unless you can come up with, you know what? Unless you're that type of person or that type of dude or that type of gal that can tell a story. Let me see. Let me give a story. Hold on a second. Let me come up with something. Of course, I'm trying to come up with something I can on this present moment. The stories limit you. Oh, unless you can come up with a story. Okay, say you lost your wallet. Can you tell that story that I lost my wallet? Can you tell that story 10 different ways with 10 different types of emotion? That should have started the show. That's pretty profound what I just said. I should have started the should have. That's, you know, because anyway, some people listen to the whole show. Some people, she's ragging on again. When is she going to get to the point? Shout out, Craig Reed. Listen, when am I going to get to the point? Can you share a story, a life story, a personal story, you know, a story that you've shared forever? I don't know if it's a past surgery, a past travel, a past relationship, a past whatever the story is, can you share that same story 10 different ways? 10 different emotions, 10 different perspectives. That's a question only you can ask. And when I say, can you do that? It is a practice. Happiness is a practice skill. There are people that practice writing. There are people that practice speaking. People practice acting. People practice an instrument. People practice, did I say instrument? Instrument. People practicing baseball. People practicing forestry, gardening, cooking. It's endless. Painting. Automobile mechanic, you know, these people that know how to work on cars. I don't know. I've always been just fascinated with people that can fix things. I know how to break things, but I don't really know how to fix too many things. So automotive, you know, it's a practice. Your skill because of your practice. So my challenge to you is, my dear audience, now while we're in quarantine, if you need something to do, you have a favorite story that you like to share. You know, usually people like to lead with a story about themselves. If they're just meeting someone, they lead with a story. They have a few stories they lead with. Mine is, hey, my mother, how about this one? This is my other fun story that I it's been such a, let's see, when was this, 2016, I believe it was 2016. Yeah, I think it was 2016. I got hit by a car while I was walking. That's a true story. I mean, that's a funny story, too. Can you imagine happiness specialist walking? And I'll never forget, I'm walking, I'm in the parking lot, I'm walking, I see this car coming, and I said, oh, she's not slowing down. And I'm walking across, I'm walking from one aisle to the next aisle. You know, parking lots have aisles. I'm walking in the middle of the aisle, and this car is coming into the aisle, and I see the car, and the car's not slowing down. And I'm thinking, okay, it should be slowing down because I'm walking here. You don't see me. And sure enough, the woman didn't see me. And now I realize that the woman didn't see me. And I'm, okay, now I got my knees up. Yeah, I got my knees up. I'm starting to run. And one of the things I do, I am a screamer. So I'm knees up, running, screaming at the same time, running away from a car, screaming. And sure enough, the car, let's see, the driver's side front headlight, that's where I was hit, right on the corner. Bam, got me right to the ground. Thank goodness I wasn't run over. I might be speaking to you. No. So I'm on the ground. And then that evening, I remember, I have an audio of it. I remember telling that story to myself. I mean, I knew I couldn't tell anybody because, and I wasn't injured. I was, you know, bruised, swollen, bruised, you know, wrist, knee. But I wasn't, you know, I didn't need to go to the hospital. I was pretty shaken. But that evening, I remember thinking about how I must have looked, how my face looked when I realized I was going to get hit by a car. I mean, come on. My eyebrows had to go all the way up into the middle of my forehead. My eyes got as big as they say saucers. I'm running as fast as I'm running and screaming, right? Screaming and running, and I get hit anyway. And I'm a happiness specialist. Come on. It's just funny. My point is, can you tell the same stories that you've been telling all your life? You know, we have our favorite stories that we like to regurgitate. Favorite stories. I think that was an entertaining story. Favorite stories. But can you tell your story in an entertaining way? A story without that vibration, that is not only going to serve you but serve the other person. Because, listen, the program is out there. Anytime I tell people I get hit by a car while I was walking, you know, the, oh, really? And the handyman story and the other stories, it's predictable. When we're programmed to be unhappy, the reaction to all these stories are very predictable. So it's up to each individual, what are you bringing? What are you sharing? How are you sharing it? Are you sharing it with a, oh, guess what happened? Oh, you're never going to believe this. Now, look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that either. But know that that energy or that vibration, that, oh, is subtracting from your happiness, your peace in that moment. This is a question I'm asking myself. What I'm finding is there is a real addiction. There is a real need. There is a real, it's just a craving for drama. And there's nothing wrong with drama on stage, on TV, and quite frankly, if you're into drama in your life, hey, more power to you. Go for it. I was really into and addicted to drama, too. And guess what? I never felt good about it. Because it was one drama ride, one roller coaster, one drama to the next drama to the next drama to the next. And one thing about that addiction to drama will keep you in a place you're not going to feel good. My favorite quote, and I say it at the end of the show, you can never have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. And what are you contributing and what are you sharing and what are you contributing to this planet? What are you contributing? So, and I have people in the queue. That's right. If you want to, I keep forgetting to say the number. If you want to speak with me live, just press the number one. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. So back to the stories. All stories are authored by, created by, the ego. And the ego has one job. The ego has one job. Listen, I'm not hating on the ego. You have two entities. You have a universal voice. You have the ego voice. But the ego's job is to make you feel as bad as possible for as long as possible about yourself, about your life, and about other people. I mean, that's its only job. It is a programming of looking at and looking out there and finding something wrong with, finding fault with whatever you are experiencing. And again, it is an experience. What life is an experience without the story behind it. Do you trust, this is the other thing, this is the other practice, can you trust enough to let go and allow the universe, well, the universe is going to have its way regardless of what you do. You know that. You know that the universe is, what is it? It's either my way or God's way. The universe is going to execute its plan regardless of what you do or don't do. Whether you struggle through it, whether you resist it, the universe is going to have its way. You know that. You have enough evidence of that. And if something happens, and if something's happening, and you say, "Wow, I love this. Thank you, universe. Thank you for bringing this to me. Thank you for this circumstance. Thank you." If something is happening, can you say thank you? Can you say thank you? The practice is, the question is, can you say thank you for all of it? For even the circumstances you would not have wanted to experience. Can you say thank you with the same kind of energy, the same kind of open arms to the challenges? Again, only you can answer that, but it is a practice. And whatever you're practicing in this moment is exactly what you are going to experience and practice in the next moment. My message is clear. How much do you value, commit to prioritize happiness? Is it a priority? And that's a question only you can ask. And if it is a priority, there are things, there are behaviors, there are things that you can do to add to your happiness, can practice that will add to your happiness, and there are behaviors that you can be aware of that are subtracting from your happiness. especially now, one of the things that subtracts from happiness, I don't care what circumstances it is, I don't care how society looks at it, how the world looks at it, including this global pandemic, I don't see anybody talking about, wow, look at all the great things that are coming out of this pandemic. Well, that's because they haven't called me. Look at all the fabulous, cool-ass things that are coming out of this pandemic. Wow, what a blessing. Who's talking like that? It is a practice. And one of the things that you practice, if you are committed to and you prioritize, and here we go, what do you want to contribute to the world? What are you contributing? Because whatever your vibration is, whatever your energy is, that is your contribution in every moment. So if you're contributing panic, fear, worry, mistrust, not being okay with uncertainty, that's what you're contributing to the planet. Listen, we all contribute different things, and all of it's good. But I just want to make you aware of, can you look at the same situation that you're in, whoever you are, quarantined, not quarantined, working, not working, can you come up with 10 different perspectives, 10 different stories, instead of just one story all the time? This is bad. This is horrible. Our stories turn into what we believe, turn into a conclusion. Again, I have a few people in the queue. If you want to speak with me, just press the number 1. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. The stories turn into beliefs and turn into conclusions. And my challenge to you is, can you be open up your perspective, open up to come up with more than just one way of looking at the same situation? So you're stuck in a jail cell. Can you come up with 10 different stories that are going to serve you, that is beneficial for you to be stuck in a jail cell? I know it's not a practice. I know it's not easy. I know it is a challenge. Can you come up with 10 different ways of experiencing the same thing? When I say experiencing, can you come up with 10 different perspectives? And I'm just throwing 10 out there. We can go down to 5, because 10 is a lot of perspectives, especially if you don't practice sharing your perspective. The stories we tell are the stories we believe and are stories that keep us unhappy. Let me share something with you. This quarantine is forcing me trust me when I say it's so much self-awareness. I have self-awareness coming out of my ears. Jeez Louise, it's exhausting. When I say self-awareness, it's about I know what I'm vibrating, I know what I'm thinking, I know my stories, I know that is a story, I know that the story is keeping me in a place of vibration. So when I say self-awareness, unless I'm looking at a television show and I'm really just zoned into the show, I'm zombied into a television show. I like to watch the sports and I like to watch comedy. Unless I'm zoomed in, I mean, I'm so self-aware, it's exhausting. It's really, it's when I say it's exhausting, let me scratch that, because it's not that it's exhausting. It is just, it's just my identity. It's who I am right now, is being aware. Being aware of what I'm thinking. Oh, that's a thought that I had since I was 16. You know, this getting older thing. This getting older. I say I'm in the third stage of life. This getting older. Okay, now I have the story of, oh, God, you know, one more day closer to death. How many more days do I have to live? I'm closer to death. You know, when you get into your 60s, I don't know about anybody else, but yeah, my mortality, how long am I going to be here? And so that's a story. And it's a story that my ego does not want me to let go of. It's a story that my ego does not want me to stick with and stay with. Because with that story comes physical evidence of, okay, let's see. Weren't my knees a little bit higher than this? I mean, I don't remember my knees sagging all the way down to my ankles. When did my knees start hanging? I mean, now I have to cover my knees? I remember when I first saw my knees. I said, why are my knees hanging? My knees are sagging, among everything else. The ego will keep you wrapped up, consumed with the story, unless you are aware enough that, okay, to sit back and just witness. See, there's a difference between identifying with a story and believing a story as opposed to witnessing the story. Being on the outside, and you witness the show, you witness the movie, you witness theater, you witness the television show, you witness. There's a big difference. And the witnessing will keep you out of thinking that, feeling that, vibrating that, this shit is serious. This is important. This is serious. The seriousness, that serious vibration, always subtracts from peace. Always subtracts from your contentment, your happiness. Always subtracts from that. And the seriousness is a judgment, and the seriousness is always ego-created. So what's left? The thing with these stories, they sneak in so easy, so slick, so easy. Yeah, I could be looking outside. Oh, we look at the greens. Look at all the different shades of green out on that tree. Oh, look at that. Oh. Then I can go zip onto some bullshit story that's going to take me to another place out of, oh, look at how nice the leaves look. But the key is the practicing the awareness. And if I had, you know, those rubber bands or that shock treatment, that you know you get shocked every time. What was that called? Pavlov's dog. Yeah, the science experiment where the dog was shocked, and then it was a salivation. That's right. When the dog saw food, and then, and I don't remember the whole story. The dog saw food, and then he started salivating, and then they put a shock with the dog looking at food, and he was salivating. And now they just shocked the dog, and now the dog salivated without seeing the food. See, it's very interesting to notice and to be aware of how the mind, the ego, will take you to different places to put you on this ride. And the ride isn't always a feel-good ride. And when you're on that feel good, that ride that doesn't really feel good or feel peaceful or feel balanced, when you're not on that ride, you can feel it. You could feel it in your body. You could feel it in your shoulders up. You could feel it how relaxed you are. And the only reason why I push this balance, relax, contentment, satisfaction, all that vibration, also known as being happy. Is because that's how you're contributing to the planet. Forget the recycling. Forget the global warming. Now, I'm not saying to forget it, but what is your vibrational? How are you? There is vibrational pollution, and I'm on it with that. This anger, this. You can do the same things. You can have the same causes. You can do all of that, but with the vibration. With a vibration of peace, with a vibration of trust, knowing that whatever's going to happen is going to happen, regardless of what I do and regardless of what I don't do. Oh, this, the planet has its own destiny. We have our destiny, and it unfolds whether we are on board, whether we are struggling against it, whether we are resisting or not. All I say is, hey, relax, trust, surrender, let go, and allow the universe to work its magic, to work its intricate magic, to work its intricate plan. And my job is to sit back and be in awe of it. Because one thing that I have evidence of in my life, and I know that you do too, my dear audience, have evidence that whatever has happened to you and whatever will happen, there is always something that comes out of that that benefits you. I don't know if it takes a little bit of time. I don't know if it takes 6 months, 6 years. But people can look back at the quote-unquote worst of times and come out with, because I hear the stories all the time, come out with, wow, you know, it was rough going through that, but I gained a different perspective. I gained another skill. I gained something that you're coming out of this, you have a gift. We are gifted. Every moment is a gift. Whether it looks like, feels like it or not. And that's the key. The stories are suspect, especially if they don't make you feel connected or balanced. So all I'm saying is just to be aware. And I talk to that ego. Oh, you got another story, ego. Okay, let's hear it. Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard that one before. You're still stuck on that one. You're still stuck on getting old. And I used to, come on. I used to teach boot camp classes, 500 reps on one leg. I can't do that anymore. Athlete. Oh, I used to be an athlete. Now I can barely get out of a chair. No, of course, I'm exaggerating. I can get out of a chair. But I have to stand up and shake everything off before I start walking. Oh, my God. And I used to be able to sit on the floor and just pop right up. Oh, no. I have to turn over on the side, both legs facing one way, both arms on the ground, push up. Listen. Oh, and don't even ask about getting into a car. I get into the car with my rear end first. I don't just hop into a car. So all of these things that change, that shift, that life forces change and adaptation, can we look at it and celebrate it and laugh about it and joke about it and be okay with all of it? Let me just look over my notes and see if, because nobody wants to say hello. Let me look over my notes and say, you know, this is what I want to say too. These people are people that say A, B, and C happened. This happened to me, and now I'm upset. Let me tell you something. Whether it happened or it didn't happen. Now, let me use a perfect example. I see these guys, you know, looking at all the sports stuff, the Super Bowl, and after they win the Super Bowl, the Chicago Bears, 1985, won the Super Bowl. And there were a couple, there was one player, he's a very famous player, Walter Payton. Even though they first Super Bowl won the Super Bowl, was very upset that he didn't score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. So you win the biggest award in that field, you're the best in the world, and you're upset because you weren't given the ball to score a touchdown. You were given the ball to move the yards, but you weren't given the ball to score the touchdown. Anyway, that was the year that Refrigerator Perry, that big guy, listen, I'm going off in a tangent, but my point is this. If you were unhappy before the quarantine, if you had issues, if you were unhappy, if you were judgmental before the quarantine, trust me, when this quarantine is over, you're going to find something else. You're going to find something else. Somebody that's really close to me years ago had kidney cancer. And the whole shock of, oh, I have kidney cancer. Boy, if I get through this, you know, the person is still complaining, still looking at life, finding fault, still the same person. So it's not the circumstances that make you, that bring happiness, that make you happy or not. It is happiness, peace is a state of being, is a state of mind. And when you have that, and it is a practice, again, happiness is a practice skill. And what do you practice? Let me just share with you what you practice that's going to add to your happiness. Here we go. I have everything written down. Of course, I keep adding to it. What's going to add to your happiness is making happiness your number one priority. And again, when I say happy, let me define happiness. Happiness is defined by being at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is being at peace Happiness is being at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. It's not about what happens. Happiness, peace, internal peace, contentment is a state of mind, a state of being. So making that happiness, making that state of mind, that state of being, that peaceful state of being, your number one priority. So it is a moment-by-moment commitment to wanting to be happier. The other thing that adds to your happiness is surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment. Surrendering to it instead of fighting, struggling, and resisting. Surrender. And I'm not talking about, you know, you're getting attacked and then you just, okay, keep attacking me. You know what I mean. I'm talking about a vibration. Surrendering. Humbling the ego. You know, that ego wants you miserable. It's got one job. Now, I'm not hating on the ego because the ego has some good points. I mean, the ego, without the ego, I wouldn't be taking showers. I wouldn't be brushing my teeth. I wouldn't be wearing clothes that matched. I wouldn't shampoo my hair. I mean, come on. Ego's got its purpose. But the purpose, the ego's purpose is never to keep me at peace. Never. Being yourself, acceptance. Living consciously. And I'm going to get to your call in a minute. Living consciously, this adds to your happiness. Being okay with uncertainty, that's a big one. Being at peace, being happy means you are able to be okay, be peaceful with uncertainty. Trusting, letting go, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus, staying out of other people's business. Hold on a second, let me go to my callers. Let's see, area code 951. What's your first name? Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hello.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling. Hello, how are you?
Well, Nathaniel, I have a son named Nathan. I wanted to name him Nathaniel, but I love the name Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's up?
Hey, I just thought I'd call in. I didn't press one for a while. You were going on really good about everything, I thought. So it's just quite informative. I wanted to see if you could light any light on my life. Is anything coming through, or do you do that? Or?
Yeah, well, what's your question?
Well, I seem to be feeling a lot more relaxed now, or I seem to be feeling a lot better. Do you see that continuing?
You know, when you say see you feeling a lot better, because what I feel from you is, I'm just going to throw it out there, put your seatbelt on, is this,
uh-huh.
is it, there's a heaviness. There's a heaviness.
Yeah.
And when I say lack of light, I don't mean light, the universal light. I mean a lack of feeling light. Feeling light.
Huh.
I mean, when is the last time you've laughed?
It was a couple days ago, but I could have been laughing more, I suppose.
Yeah, because
sure.
you know, when I say lightness, I mean a vibration of lightness. And I'm getting chills. I'm getting chills just feeling you. A vibration of lightness because you're, you know, a serious kind of fella, serious heaviness. No, I need you. I'd like you to be lighter and to start breathing a little bit more. And when I say breathing, I mean just letting go of the stories of, you know, I could feel you. I used to feel this and that. But you, light. That is my prescription, really. I mean, make it a daily to look for something to laugh at. I mean, to search for something to laugh for. And if you haven't laughed, you crave it. Because laughter, and I don't mean it in a flip way, oh, just start laughing. I mean, laughter is a vibration. Laughter is an energy. Laughter is a lightness. And that's where you can live. And another thing from you, your stories, the ones that you tell yourself, and I'm not even going to get into what they are because it doesn't matter, stories keep you heavy too. And there is such a seriousness about you that I just want to shake you up and say, let's be... Can I even use the word goofy? I don't even know if I can use that word with you. But, yeah, there needs to be a refocusing on something other than what you're focused on, because what you focus on keeps you in a serious, heavy place.
Okay.
How does that feel to you?
I'll try to lighten up with some laughter then. Thanks.
Well, what are you going to, specifically, what can you do to do, what can you, how can you shift your focus? Your focus, what would you shift your focus on?
Just, you know, finding more humor and lightness and everything. Everything that you see, that you perceive.
You even lined up a little bit on this just right now. You even just lined up just a little bit.
Okay.
And so what makes you laugh?
Well, humor, I suppose. I used to watch more funny movies and stuff, but, you know,
I know this is kind of a wacky, answer, but but I'm really very serious about this because what you, whatever you're focusing on, have been focusing on, it keeps you in a place of just heaviness is the only way I can describe it. And so when you say what makes you laugh, I mean, I'm really talking about specifics because humor is different for every person. So have you ever gone on YouTube? And I mean, I'm serious about asking. Have you ever gone on YouTube? I mean, do you have favorite videos that always, I mean, that you can always count on laughing? And when I say laughing, I mean laughing so hard your stomach is hurting, that kind of laughter. Well, we might not want to start that strong, but are there certain things that you can their go to that will always make you laugh?
I never really thought about it. But there are some good comedies. Was that Saturday Night Live and some other one I remember? Mad TV. Yeah, that was it. Mad TV.
Mhm. Have you ever gone on YouTube and just found videos that are funny, or you haven't done that?
Yeah, that would be like something like Mad TV. That would be, they have all kinds of Mad TV reruns that
mm-hmm.
are pretty funny.
Mhm. Yeah, I it sounds, I know it sounds kind of crazy and a little simplified or whatever it is, but I'm telling you that's where you need to direct your attention and your focus is just being lighter. And it may not seem like it's enough or constructive or productive, but I really feel that your lightness is going to assist you with everything else. See, looking at, I don't know if I used this analogy before the World Trade Center was blown up. You know, I went to the top of the World Trade Center. I remember looking down and seeing planes beneath me. And, you know, you can imagine the perspective of being on top of the World Trade Center and be able to see the sky and planes and bridges below. And there's a different perspective than when you're in the lobby looking out at the world. And so what I'm saying to you is your perspective is coming from your perspective is coming from a place that is heavy.
Mhm. Yeah, that's not good. So I want to be lighter, happy, and funny.
And the happiness is really a state of being is what I'm talking about. And so with you, it's just little, very, very, very small steps. It's like your set point, you know, your the set point where you start in a race. So I start at the starting line, and you're able to run the race. But some people start at behind the starting line, a foot behind the starting line, 5 feet behind the starting line, and you're behind the starting line. In other words, you're in a space where what I'm trying to say is your starting line is heavy. So
mm-hmm.
every day, and I would love for you to call me back, every day is there's got to be, I mean, if I was in control of your life, I would put you on a morning, afternoon and evening, something to laugh at, something to chuckle, as crazy, as frivolous, as a waste of whatever you want to feel it is, I'm telling you, and you look forward to it, and now you have a different set point every day, morning, afternoon, and evening, something that's going to make you laugh.
I guess it could be the same things that are dragging me down, but all I have to do is think that they're funny and laugh about them.
You said things are breaking down and all you have to do is be funny and laugh at. Is that what you said?
No. I said it could be the same things. I could be thinking about the same things that are making me heavy, and then just look at them different and think that they're funny, and then just laugh at them. So, although it could be something like Mad TV that makes me funny, but if I look at what I'm thinking that's making me heavy, you know, if I think it's funny and not take it so seriously, then it, you know, I'll be lighter. Does that make any sense?
You know what? You're talking, my whole body is chilled up. And I get chills when I hear the truth and I speak the truth. And while you were talking, my whole body is just chilled up. And that is exactly what I'm saying. It's the exactly
so,
what I'm saying. Just what you said. I mean,
huh.
That's it. You made my whole show. You really did.
You were doing really good just talking. And I thought, well, boy, she's talking makes so much sense here. I'm just going to listen for a little while. And then I said, well, I'll just go ahead and ante up here and roll the dice here and see what happens. And I'm quite knowledgeable about astrology. We're like, I'm born the day of ironic insight, and everyone has a day that they're born. So Muhammad Ali was born the day of the heavyweight, and Einstein was born the day of relativity. Everyone has a day. So Donald Trump's born the day of the gusty confrontation. So the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-ju, he's born the day of the Big Bang. So he's always playing with his missiles and stuff. So it's so funny how everybody day, like, you know, Napoleon was born the day of royal command. So he commanded his army and everything. So.
Well, let's get back to my dear Nathaniel. My dear Nathaniel, who came up with his own different perspective, and what you just said is so perfect. And let me say this too: not only were you able to you just put it in a nutshell. So now you're able to help anyone else that listens to the show. Because, listen, I mean, I'm out there. There's a lot of seriousness, heaviness, all that stuff. But you just being honest.
Pandemic,
schmandemic. But you're able to be open and share with everyone. And I really appreciate that. I really do. You know, you don't realize how many people that are not able to be so conscious and self-aware and then be able to put a plan together. See, it's easy to talk it. It's easy to stay stuck. It's easy to do that. But what you just did was come up with something different, a different perspective that is going to take you. See, we're responsible. The person in the mirror is the person that's responsible. What, you know, your life, how do you view your life? And so it's the practice. So what you're saying is, yes, this is what I'm going to practice, being lighter. And I'm just here bowing all the way down, and I want to thank you. Thank you for that, because that is going to be your contribution to this planet.
Well, that's super. You're really a super good. Thank you.
No. So are you. And call in anytime. You know, this is the end of the show. I really appreciate his call. See, that's, you know what, Nathaniel, that's all I'm saying. All my dear audience, that's it. He just, first of all, to call in with a totally different mindset, to be open enough to listen, to be open enough, I'm not saying I have all the answers, but I definitely do know what to practice. that is going to add to your peace and add to your happiness. And this Nathaniel was open enough to share not only with me to say, you know what, okay, yeah, I can look at the same things, but be more entertained. And that's all. He just put the whole show in a nutshell. The whole show just capsulized. And we all have the ability to do it, and we're all different. We're all as different as our fingerprints, and we all have the ability just to shift our perspective. And boy, oh boy, I sure did go on for a long time. Well, thank you so much, Nathaniel, for contributing. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. I know, I got to add some more videos. You know what I did this week? I did a foam roller class with Zoom. So the first time doing that, I had about 5 attendees on one day, 5 attendees on the other day. So Zoom, yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Just a 40-minute foam roller class. Anyway, my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime this year. And until next week, I want you all to remember this. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing, you're always evolving, you're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, the world's only happiness specialist. Thank you to my special guest, Nathaniel. Thank you to Nathaniel. Call in anytime. And you have an assignment, and that assignment starts today. Ooh, laugh until the neighbors have to call the police on you. What's he doing? He's laughing too loud. Reality, Spirituality. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.